This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news, intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversation. 96.9 FM. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
Good yawning this morning and welcome back to Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, your station for fresh news, smart talk all day. It is Friday the 17th of December 2021. You are on the clock with Aaron Green. And that song just now was Night and Day by Baham Men. I'll be playing that this morning to commemorate, to recognize, to acknowledge the passing of Baham Men drummer Ivan Prosper, who passed away earlier this month. And it's just a moment of sadness for the whole, for the entire nation. We send condolences to his family, to his friends, to his community, to the Baham Men family, and to all Bahamians whose lives he would have touched. Good yawning this morning. It's Friday, the 17th of December, 2021, and that means it is a Culture Friday. We got 1 week left till Christmas. They say 1 week in a day, but you only get 1 week because that day is for buying gifts. That one don't count. So, happy holidays. Merry Christmas. Season's greetings to everyone out there. My guest today, joining me on this Culture Friday, is Mr. C.A. Newry. Now, we come to talk about some important things this holiday season. What C.A. doesn't know is I've also roped him in to play the game, How Bahamian Are You? Christmas Edition. So we're going to be playing. You didn't know that, hey, Cecil?
No, I didn't know. I'm smiling now.
Good morning. Look here, I need to know. I need to know. You had questions like, are you a rusher or are you a watcher? Are you a professional rusher or are you a professional spectator? Right? What's your favorite parade, Boxing Day or New Year's parade? How do you do Christmas dinner? You have a traditional dinner, peas and rice, turkey and ham. Or do you have a non-traditional dinner, snapper, potato salad, macaroni and coleslaw? I got all kinds of questions for you. If you want to join the game, you want to join the conversation, you can text us on 422-4796. That's 422-GR96. Standard text rates apply. Or you could call us at 323-6232. 325-4316 or 325-4259. I want my older Bahamians to call in. I want to know what it was like as a young person on Christmas night and Boxing Day morning and New Year's Eve and New Year's morning when you was young, before they policed John Canoe to death, before you had to go pay money to go see John Canoe. How was your living? I want to ask you the same thing, Cecil, because I believe you older than me. I mean, You more responsible than me. You got children, family, and a job.
Okay, I'll take that.
Yeah, yeah.
For the rest of it, no.
No, you ain't older than me.
No, no, no. You both about 8, 9 years older than I am.
Right? Really interested, I want to know, how did you celebrate Junkanoo in the inner city? Because my Grammy wouldn't let me come off the side porch. I couldn't even go on the front porch.
Because you were a woman of privilege. You didn't grow up in a city like how I grew up in a city.
Yeah.
You grew up on the outskirts of inner cityism.
In the suburbs.
In the suburbs.
Yeah.
So Junkanoo was different for you. Mind you, I think you appreciated Fox Hill Junkanoo. Did you go to Fox Hill Junkanoo?
No. I mean, when you hit the nail on the head. In fact, I only learned about the Congos, right? Because I'm in Johnson Road.
Yeah.
I only learned about the Congos when I was old enough to go to Junkanoo by myself.
Wow.
Right? And I feel bad.
I feel bad for you.
Yeah, because it's just rich, rich history just right around me in the Johnson Road and Fox Hill area.
Yes.
And I know Congos are separate. Congo Town is separate from Fox Hill, right?
Yes. It's on the outskirts. Mind you, Fox Hill has about 4 different tribes. Within it, besides Congo Town, and there's like Igbo Town, and there's another Mando, some sort, all like in walking distance from each other, but independent African tribal towns within that village of Fox Hill.
Yeah. Wow, that's amazing. And it's like, anyway, I want to say this. It's very simple. I just have to find the money to pay the people to collect the stories, to document the history as it exists, whether it's oral, whether it's written down, whether it's in pictures or images, or whether it's a collection of things like possessions of people to tell a story. I just got to find the money.
Yes.
And by me, I mean we collectively who say we value these things.
Yes. And that's why I'm excited about this particular government who say they're a government of change. This 5 years term should be a lot of rebirth of the possibilities the Bahamas can accomplish. It should be a lot of Renaissance type music, appreciation of the arts, appreciation of culture, and I'm excited of the possibilities. So this administration will be judged by what all they have invested their money and time and commitment in.
And I'm excited to see the growth, the potential. I'm excited to see what is possible in a heritage tourism.
Yes, heritage tourism.
Especially considering Dr. Chris Curry has, I think he's just been appointed
Executive Director of Monuments.
Museum AMMC.
Monuments, yes.
Antiquities, yes. Museums, Monuments Corporation,
yes,
right?
Yes, yes.
That is awesome. Because here's what it is. It's we don't ever discount the commitment that somebody makes to their job, right? What I will say is that Dr. Chris Curry displays or manifests a passion that goes beyond a professional standard, right?
Like yes.
A duty of care because of my job. He loves this place and the history and the people and the lives that produce these stories, right?
And in response, the Bohemian people love him. At his announcement, at the announcement that he is taking on that role, there was a shout of jubilation.
Wow,
that,
yeah.
Yeah, I mean, that very sincere Bohemian said, good job.
Yeah.
Because they know of his passion and his commitment. His narrative is believable, right? When he puts out the information, it's believable, it's unbiased, and you connect with him, right? Mind you, I have my own concerns and reservations about something different, right? Understanding the new dynamics of what the AMMC is now and what it was changed to in terms that I know there's an independent entity that now managing the forts and the tourism sites.
Right.
So I'm not sure exactly what role does the AMMC has now, knowing that it has been outsourced. Part of their what they would control is now outsourced. And I would love to have that conversation and knowing what is it that he will be executive manager of.
Right. And what I'm hoping is that maybe a part of his portfolio is going to focus on identifying sites that should be monuments, that should be recognized legally as monuments.
I love where you're going, because at this present time, there is no monuments in the Bahamas.
Right.
None. Absolutely none. All Christopher Columbus, the Queen Victoria statue, and everything else. Other than that, there are no official monuments of the Bahamas because none of them have been gazetted since the establishment of the AMMC.
Right.
So there just happen to be statues around. But nothing that is protected and cherished by the government of the Bahamas through law.
Now, I think it's important to do that. I'm encouraging us to lobby the state to do that. That's what we should do. Yes. All the monuments, they should be legally recognized so that they can be protected.
Yes.
Most of all. But if you don't protect them, remember, we's Bahamians, we's pirates. And so don't protect them then.
Don't protect them then.
Let me make money off of them however I want.
Let me hop the fence on the most protected building in the Bahamas and then just hack the statues to death.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, we could do that too.
Yeah, we could do that too.
Yeah. But that's not a good idea.
No, it's not.
What I was thinking more of,
Not hacking.
Yeah, no, definitely
you
not hacking.
You didn't expect me to say that, hey.
Not at all.
No.
But where I live, right?
Yeah.
Where I live, there is a statue that was salvaged from the old King and Knights location on West Bay Street, Cable Beach Strip, I think.
Okay.
It's a statue of Blackbeard. I think there were two statues there when this one was removed or when the site was demolished.
Mm-hmm.
Not quite sure what happened, but I know that one of those statues now lives in my neighborhood. In fact, when I wake up every morning, I open my curtain, I could look to the west.
And see Governor Blackbeard.
And see Blackbeard staring down at me.
But you didn't give him his title, that he was once governor of New Providence when the pirates moved the Pirate Republic of the Bahamas.
I don't...
No, that's
voice. I don't want to wake up and see the authority looking straight down on me.
There you go.
Maybe that's why they put him there.
And then, you know, we have monuments on Windsor Drive. On Winton Drive, where they had a fort there. And people forgot that
hold
that
on.
Part.
Winton Drive, the hill out east,
the hill.
Going up on the ridge.
There's actually pieces of the fort with cannons and whatever it is that exists there. That is now on private property, of course. It's re-owned by the owner, the new owners.
Right.
And so I'm assuming that the AMMC will investigate things like that and put them in the history books and recognize that, and that behemoths have access to such places again.
Yeah.
Because we don't have access to these things anymore, which was once a part of Bahamian culture and history. And all that discussion needs to be had again.
Yeah, Mike, because I think, you know, just a particular space, the eastern end of the island, especially the foreshore, from Montague Beach going east and then coming back around and then coming through Winton and coming back in through Fox Hill, stop at Blackbeard's Tower, look at Blackbeard's statue, then you got the creek. And I mean, isn't it hilarious that we call it a creek?
Creek, yes.
Right? You got a whole water, a port right there. I mean, I could think of 10 right now, 10 tourism products based on the things that you can find if you look hard enough on the eastern district of the island.
Yes. Did you mention the slave grounds of Sandlin's village and Mr. Sandlin's house at all? But there are a number of artifacts and things like that within Fox Hill that is not a part of our collective narrative or our tourism narrative or our national narrative that Bahamians can appreciate. And that is what I'm assuming that the AMC will be working on, identifying these things, recording these things, and making it officially part of our narrative that school children are able to define themselves, celebrate themselves, to say, well, I'm a part of a community that is so special, so grand, that the world wants to come and celebrate it with me.
Yeah.
You know, so that is important.
Absolutely, absolutely. And look here, thank you for this, because if people don't realize it or not, we are in a time where we are being forced, right? The choice is no longer ours. We are being forced to do the things that we traditionally do differently, right? How we celebrate ourselves, how we identify with each other, with our nation state, how we do Christmas, how we do Junkanoo, the most sacred things about us. You know, we are being forced to re-examine. And this is a helpful conversation, because I think a lot of people really feel like, what am I going to do? Who am I without Junkanoo?
Yes.
Who am I without this parade?
Yes.
And it's antiquities. It's the AMMC's job to remind us of who we are. I got two callers on the line, and I got some music, and then we got another discussion we want to have. Good morning, caller. You're on the clock.
Green.
Yes.
Culture on Junkanoo Friday. The statue you're talking about, Blackbeard, originally that statue was on Bay Street. There was a club on Bay Street somewhere in the near the vicinity of where Pompey House is, used to be the old BEC building.
Okay.
The statue used to stand, what used to be out on the sidewalk outside the entrance to the club. I think it was named, the club was actually named Black Beds.
All right, and there were two of them?
Then they moved it. Yeah, one was out on the wharf side.
Uh-huh.
When the boat came in, the whole Bahama Star and everything, one was on the wharf side, and one was on the Bay Street side.
Okay.
To the entrance. And then also, there is, when you talk about Vinton, and I heard him talk about cannons and everything, you talk about Black Bear's Tower off of West Bay Street, East Bay Street.
Yeah, we know that.
Do you know that when you go up into Vinton, on the furthest hill into Vinton, the gallery is still there. There was a Fort Vinton with cannons.
That's what Cecil was just referring
to. And somebody, don't know, I think before the government got that chance to find the cannons, they were up and through some bush. Somebody found it by mistake going through the bush. With a bunch of pigeon plummeting, they found this gallery and they're overlooking the eastern Yamacrasho.
All right.
With cannons pointed out to the east.
Thank you so much, Sparky. Thank you so much. Look here. Man, Sparky, again, I can find the money. I can find the money to be wrenching every drop of history out of you. We are not letting you leave us full. Man, Sparky, you are a treasure trove of information. I got one more call on the clock, and then we're going to play another song. Good morning, caller. You on the clock. Good morning, caller. You still there? All right. Good morning, caller. You on the clock. I missed you again. I am so sorry. Let me just read these texts, and then we're going to play that next song. My producer says, hey, Aaron, so let me get this straight. Y'all give a white man the authority to govern this issues for black people, and this isn't colonialism? Well, first of all, let's have a discussion. There's a difference between race and ancestry, right? Race is mutable. It changes over time, place, and geography. Ancestry, that's your DNA. That's who you come from. It never changes. Mm. Now, you could change it by marrying somebody different, but who you came from is always the same. So one, it's always good to talk about, make a distinction between race and ancestry. Race is a construct. It doesn't mean, and here's the thing, we don't know if Dr. Curry identifies as white, even though you identify him as white. What Dr. Curry is a mix of European and African descent. And certainly if there's anybody who I think doesn't identify with whiteness, it's Dr. Chris Curry. He doesn't mind if you identify him as white, because he can understand how you do it. But he's a man of European and African descent. And I think that's a helpful way to look at it. And of all the people in this country, he is one of those who has committed himself to growing us by ensuring that we can touch and feel and hear and understand our history. So yeah, no, it is more complicated than just that. Far more complicated than just that. But y'all give a white man authority.
But it's amusing that there are a number of Bohemians who do not look at white Bohemians as Bohemians.
Mm-hmm.
That they get defensive and say, how dare you include them into our national narrative? That they need to be separate and apart. When being Bohemian, a Bohemian construct includes white, black, in between, includes Haitian, includes Jamaican, includes the wider Caribbean, includes the American, includes the Native Americans who came here, who were expelled, who were killed out. Mm-hmm. So many things to compromise to be what is Bohemian. And to hear such a thing that they want to exclude.
Right.
No, it gives me... get me emotional and sad, and it's frightening that there are a number of persons who think that way still, mm-hmm. You know,
but, and I think the distinction for the texter is to understand, if you understand or are familiar with Dr. Curry's body of work, his engagement, his written work, his presentations, then you would understand why identifying him as white is a misnomer right?
And I hear you. And I wouldn't not necessarily say that. There should be something as Bohemian White, and there should be something that we should celebrate. I have no problem with a Bohemian White having black ancestry.
Right, because...
That's our narrative.
And not just that, because race and ancestry...
It's constructed. Right. And reconstructed, and we dictate to the world.
Right, the same way that nationalism is a construct. And that construct, like race, nationalism, those constructs can't be greater than ancestry.
Yes.
Right. Arlington, play that next song from on that list. Since we're having a talk about culture this morning, I want you all to hear something. Nakaz, I'm a Bohemian. Y'all listen to this.
I just wrote a profile
with somebody's daughter.
I like your daughter.
You hear what that young man say?
That hot, though. That's a hot song.
Okay.
That's a hot
song. You hear what that young man say? He say, I don't go in water. I just go to profile with somebody's daughter. Mm-hmm. And I, as a women's rights advocate, as an intersectional feminist, every time I play that song, I question, boy, Aaron, are you supposed to be playing this song on the radio? That line right there.
I listen to you.
I don't go in water. Mm-hmm. I just go to profile with somebody's daughter.
Yeah.
Right? And then I thought... For a second, I remember seeing the article with Chantel O'Brien and her mother, and I think the Prime Minister's wife.
Yes.
And maybe Mario.
The minister.
The minister, right? And in the caption, they identified everybody by name.
By name.
Except Chantel O'Brien's mother.
They was only there to profile with somebody's
daughter. And it's... And it made me think, that's our migrant story, right? We don't know you until you've done something to make us feel better about ourselves. We just profiling with somebody's daughter. We don't care who you is.
No.
We don't care about your ancestry, your heritage, things that make you.
It's not important.
The things that make you the Bohemian more. That ain't important.
No.
We just here to profile with somebody's daughter.
You're a star now.
Yeah. No, we are a star now because of you, and that's what it is, right? And so I struggled with playing that song because of that line right there. I don't go in water. I just go to profile with somebody's daughter. And I don't know that if Nakaz understands, like, this is the beauty and the power of music and culture. Mm-hmm. Sometimes you say in one thing, and you don't realize that you're really manifesting something or bringing to the surface something bigger than that one thing.
In literature, they say write an appreciation of that and have that as a topic sentence.
Oh, boy. That's why I didn't do well in literature.
Nice. I see. Yeah.
Okay. Well, that's what we're going to do.
Go ahead.
Anyway, look here. I got a bunch of calls on the line. Arlington, let's go to a couple of these calls, and then we got to go to a break. Good morning, caller. You're on the clock.
Yes, good morning, Ms. Green.
Good morning. How you do?
Yeah, I'm all right. Just a brief history lesson here. You know, a lot of people don't realize, you know, according to the DNA Symposium, right?
Mm-hmm.
And, it, you know, we know out of Africa it all began. Catherine Kelly wrote an article, and the DNA Symposium revealed that the San Bushman, I know the original name, but that's the name that they were given.
Mm-hmm.
They have unadulterated DNA, all right, versus the Neanderthal and the, it's another species of humans, I can't remember the
diet, whatever,
but they have adulterated DNA.
Uh-huh.
Now, what a lot of people don't remember is the Seminoles were the only Indian tribe that never really surrendered to the British. And so they were very strategic. So what happens is, as the British take away land rights from them, the Seminoles lodged themselves in Florida, and they went into the Okeechobee and the rivers and the swamps. And so they were able to do strategic attacks. And so as the slaves found out, all the runaway slaves and free slaves, they would head to Florida, and some of them were accommodated by the Seminole chiefs. And it was like a feudal system. They were given land. And they grow food, and then they would give something to the chieftains. And so, of course, miscegenation took place, and they exchanged traditional and customs. Traditions and customs. So we are all adulterated in some sense. And so, as far as our culture, I read the Mahatma Gandhi book years ago, and what I found out was the British actually did their best to suppress the Indian textile industry. And so, hence, Gandhi came in with all the labor rights and freedoms and all that. And so, what happens was, as a result of that post-colonial, the textile industry has decreased in India. But, of course, that tradition is original to India. And so, what they're doing is now, they're trying to revive it. So, it's the same thing here.
Uh-huh.
My dream is to see a big auditorium with school children and the likes, keeping up the straw plaiting and mm-hmm. all the other forms of art and craft that could bring income.
Yes,
and like a universal area where tourists could go and interact with people. But the fact that it seems that our colonial masters and our stain-brained politicians was hell-bent on keeping us away from tourists, but not us interacting. You know, we had the what do you call it? When the tourists come to the house, the people.
Look here, 52.
Bless up.
No, man, look here. The same thing with you. I love what you did just now. I feel you. Tell me again, DNA Symposium. Tell us again just where we could find that. Oh, you're gone. I'm sorry. Thank you. Bless up, 52. Bless up. Yes, we have to invest in keeping our culture alive, the most important parts of it. Caller, you're on the clock.
Godly day to this dark universe. We need justice, law, and order. Aaron, pretty ice cream.
Good morning, Brayman. You must see, no, ain't no junkanoo, ain't no carnival, so I in my PLP colors, because PLP is the only carnival in town right now.
Okay, I'm profiling the Bahamas. Do you not know that we have pyramids in our waters?
Absolutely, I do know. Absolutely.
Okay, so when you get some of that cultural money, make sure you save some for me, okay?
Okay, I got you. Absolutely.
Have a beautiful day.
Yeah, man, and I need you all to understand, that's why we don't need governments that are going to negotiate poorly or out of a sense of false urgency in the face of rising sea levels. We got pyramids under the water. All of this seabed is valuable to us. Whether it's covered with water or not, the land is covered with water, it's ours, it's still valuable. Don't negotiate our country away from us because you don't know what to do with it. Last caller, and then we go into a break. Caller, you're on the clock.
Hello.
Good morning.
Ms. Green.
Yes, sir.
You keep telling me about getting the history to you, and I was about to ask you something.
Okay, we'll ask him.
Me and Honor Rap, Wilson. We got more information. I was only asking you if you know somebody who can help me write the book. See, I got the information.
Right.
But I can't. See, you keep cutting me off. But see, I cannot write the book. I admit that.
Yeah.
If I get somebody to help me write the book, Arnold Rapp Ramen got the pictures way back in the 1950s, Guardian and Tribune, and I got a lot of the stories.
Look here,
but I can't write the book.
I got you.
You always cut me off.
But Sparky, I didn't have the answer.
Let me say some things.
I feel you, Sparky.
I gotta talk it.
I gotta cut you again, Sparky. I know you could be mad at me, but I already have the idea for you, Sparky. I go into Frankie Wilson and the Wilson Foundation that's now entrenched itself as a part of the UB machinery community and family. Because we're going to have to pay some students to record you and then transcribe what you're saying and then come back to you to make sure that they got it correct. Then we got to sit down, we got to pay students to sit down with you and Arnold Rapp Wilson, the archivist, to make sure that we can pull all of the documented information to put together with the stories. I just need you to trust me, Sparky. Just trust me. All right. Ah, boy, Mr. Newry, we are at 10:40. Let me read these texts. Arlington, we got to go to a break, eh? It's absolutely necessary. Do me a favor. Play that song, I Could Do It My Way, by D-Mac and Sting. My audience, we got to go to a break. The conversation gone long. I understand why Sparky excited, you know, because I excited too. And this is what, I'm mad at him because this is what I'm trying to do. I'm trying to get people excited about these things and see the pure value in it. You start playing it, Arlington. You start playing it. I can shut up as soon as I hear that music. But these are the important things.
Yes.
Right? And our young people are not going to get excited unless they believe us when we say it's exciting.
And this is why Chris Curry is important.
Yeah.
People believe what he's saying.
Absolutely. This song is D-Mac and Sting, I Could Do It My Way. I hope you appreciate this new school junkanoo sound.
They thinking when you're happy, they thinking if you're sad. Boy, be careful, watch out for bad advice. Hey, they say you're getting fat, say you need to lose some weight. But when you lose some ounces, they say your health is great. Trying to cut your nose off to please somebody taste. By laughing, they face and say, it's my
food security is a challenge for many. Now in a pandemic, many more are unsure of their next meal. Through their Feed 5000 program and a $20,000 donation, AML is working to ensure that everyone has a meal for the holidays, and they're inviting you to help. Now until December 17th, visit any Solomon's, Costrite, Fresh Market, or Domino's in Nassau or Freeport, and Exuma Markets in Georgetown to donate and help feed a family in need this Christmas. No amount is too small. Remember, we're all in this together.
At Fidelity, the holidays are all about family, spending time with loved ones, and being thankful for the little things in life. Worrying about bills should be the last thing on your mind, especially during the holidays. Let Fidelity help you get your bills under control. Fidelity can also get you started with a real savings plan that actually pays you interest. The only thing you need to think about is what you will do with the savings in your pocket this Christmas. Now that's what I'm talking about. Fidelity Bank is here for you this holiday season because you are family, and family is important to us.
Like what you're hearing on the show? Want to support the conversation? Sponsor On the Clock today. Call Janet Lees at 302-2304. That's 302-2304. Be the solution. Sponsor On the Clock with Erin Green, where she dissects, we discuss, and you decide.
The new Guardian Radio app is here. Listen live to all our Guardian Radio shows and live video stream select programs in our studio. Get information about Guardian Radio shows and our hosts. Send messages, including text, email, and even call. All from our amazing new Guardian Radio app. Download it free today in your App Store for your Apple device or Play Store for your Android device. The all-new and improved Guardian Radio app.
Hi, this is Shivago Lang, host of ZLive, wishing you and your family a very Merry Christmas and a prosperous New Year from Guardian Radio 96.9 FM.
When I go break up the road, I get ready to jump up. I'm gonna bust up on the hill, go from time and start up the countdown. Hey, long now, I think I'm for your good. It's your way, bringing the party, springing the bodies.
Up on my head, like. I love in myself tonight.
All the girls them say.
Good morning and welcome back to Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. You are on the clock with Erin Green, and I have a brief message for you before we get back to the show. This Saturday is the last market for the Dungalik Studios Art Galleries Farmers Market, featuring locally grown produce, fresh baked bread, teas, infused salts, jams and jellies, soaps and body scrubs, local crafts and jewelry. Featuring vendors this week, Seasonal Sunshine Bahamas, Mother Nurture with homemade nut butters, almond, cashew, pecan, and walnut, Malia's Sweet Treats with vegan sugar cookies, Brickell Kemp with vegan ice creams, Natural Scrubs with coffee, peppermint, and honey scrubs, Wicks by Sticks with hand-poured candles, Rosa Tea with straw hats, Jolly's Heartfelt Christmas, and Muddo with dessert rose seedlings, olive sourdough, seeded sourdough, bourbon pecan brownies, chocolate chip cookies, and of course, Craft Cottage Bahamas and the Place for Art will also be open. Remember, buy Bahamian this holiday season. Come get your Christmas goodies. Good morning and welcome back. That song just now, As I Come to Party, I think with Rick Carey and Dyson Knight, some new age Junkanoo sounds for you. For a long time, I sit in there listening to 007, Get Involved, Get Involved. That's my favorite. That's my favorite. Junkanoo, they're my two favorite Junkanoo inspired tracks, right? Like, they are the epitome for Junkanoo for me. And then with the show and doing all of this research, I find all of these younger artists mm-hmm. not making what we call traditional Junkanoo music, mm-hmm. but you see that Junkanoo sound is a fundamental part of the music that they're making, mm-hmm. right? And so these tracks this morning by D-Mac, even Nakazge, even that song we only played that little snippet of it, mm-hmm. even that is heavily influenced by Junkanoo sounds, the horns, the drums, all throughout that song. I just love it. And I feel in the show today very much. I don't think you all understand how therapeutic and healing and transformative Junkanoo is. Somebody almost killed me for real this morning. I know you all be like, but Aaron, every morning somebody almost kill you. This morning, they literally pushed us up on the sidewalk by Auto Mall. Mm-hmm. Our lane was empty. And this vehicle decided that they were going to illegally change lanes in the middle of the intersection. And you know what the best part is? They didn't even stop to check whether they kill us. You know? Mm-hmm. I want to say thank you to my partner, Tina. I just let her drive because mm-hmm. she's the better driver, no mm-hmm. matter how much I nag her and annoy her. Mm-hmm. She's the better driver.
Common when she drives.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. Well, no. That's just like a man to suggest that.
No.
You're going to make me run on.
Yeah.
But she's a more experienced driver. She's driven in the States. She's a professional driver. Mm-hmm. She's driven limos and things. So I let her drive. I don't have a fuss when she says she in control of the car.
Yeah, she trusts her driving more.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not more. I just trust her.
She's seeing you driving.
Yeah, yeah.
Yes. Yeah. I understand.
But this morning, I had to put her in the passenger seat after that incident.
Oh.
Not that she did anything wrong. She just didn't deserve to have to drive. Mm-hmm. She deserve a rest after the person almost killed us. So I want to say good morning to you in your fancy white SUV with your AA plates. Mm. I hope you have a good morning. You almost kill us this morning. But thank God for Junkanoo and Carnival and mm-hmm. Christmas time. But wait, we not having Junkanoo or Carnival.
Christmas canceled.
No, boy.
No?
You don't think somebody would tell us that?
Someone would have. Yeah, they would have. There would be an announcement.
Yeah, somebody would have made an announcement if Christmas was canceled.
Yes.
But it seemed like it canceled.
I think it canceled, though.
It looked like the most traditional things, the things that are the most important to us at Christmas, we can't do no more.
But shouldn't we be used to Christmas being canceled? Wasn't it canceled last year?
No, it was postponed last year.
Oh, there's a difference.
There's a big difference between postpone and cancel. Mm-hmm. It all depends on what side of the check you sit on, mm-hmm. of course. But it was postponed last year.
Mm-hmm.
This year, it feel like it was canceled. Because last year, we knew we couldn't have it.
No.
This year, we got the impression.
That it's possible.
That it's likely that it going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
But I still ain't sure if it going to happen.
No, it ain't going to happen.
None of it.
Well, something got to happen, though.
What? Okay. So, no carnival.
No carnival at all.
And the official Junkanoo community has said they're not doing any parades on Bay Street.
Nothing on Bay Street at all.
We haven't had any official announcement of anything happening.
No.
No.
Not by the government or sponsored by the government or highlighted by the government, no.
And nothing that indicates that the government has approved anything yet?
No.
Because that's the only time you know.
However, there have been private entities that have announced that Junkanoo will be there.
Okay, smaller Junkanoo activities.
I guess smaller Junkanoo activities. You can go to any hotel and see and experience a Junkanoo rush out on the 26th.
Say what?
Yes. Christmas night. Okay. Would be lit up and all the major hotels would have a Junkanoo rush out.
What do I have to do to get in? Do I need
a room? You need a room.
Hold on, so I can't even just get in with an antigen test or a PCR or vaccination card?
Well, I don't know. But you're more likely would need a room come Boxing Day. And they have a New Year's Day Junkanoo too. But definitely you would need to have a ticket for that.
New Year's in the hotel?
Yes. New Year's Eve going into New Year's Day Junkanoo.
And that one is by ticket.
Yeah, that one's by ticket because you know they have the big event.
So you're saying to me that it's possible that we have a situation where tourists going to celebrate more of us and our culture than we going to celebrate of us and our culture this year?
It is possible, but of recent, we see the narrative of Junkanoo as being said is for the tourists anyway. Right?
So what?
So that's what we need to have a discussion. Who is Junkanoo for? And if it's Junkanoo is not tourist oriented, why isn't Junkanoo being brought into the community? It doesn't have to be on Bay Street. It
right.
doesn't have to be a major parade.
Now we know one of the reasons why Bay Street, right? One of the reasons why Bay Street is the acoustics.
We can have acoustics any place.
No.
You know what we have good acoustics?
Yeah.
Mason Editions.
Yeah?
Yeah, man. When it bunks off those buildings on Mason,
yeah,
it echoes for miles.
So you're telling me that inner city communities have the potential to recreate or come close to recreating that Bay Street sound?
And in fact, it's even better. If you go through Mason Addition's McCullough Corner and see those small corners and see those small houses, you understand that is an epitome of what the Bahamas used to be. And imagine having small businesses, enterprises to culminate with that.
Right.
That's a new industry altogether.
So
we can bring the tourists, if they want to come, back into our communities like how it was before, and they can experience Junkanoo.
So let's make it community-driven.
Community-driven.
With performances in each community.
In each community.
And
I expect to see Fox Hill Congos having a Junkanoo parade come December 26th, the morning, or Christmas evening, Boxing Day morning. I expect to see that. Because they're having Junkanoo practice now.
Right.
They're practicing for a reason.
Well, now we know they could be practicing for the virtual Junkanoo event that will be, I think, broadcast Boxing Day morning.
What virtual Junkanoo event are you talking about?
And this is all the talk that I think with JCNP.
I saw the letter by JCNP.
Listen, I didn't see no letter about
no,
this
I
particular
have
event.
A letter by JCNP.
I got a letter.
Yes.
From Miami.
Mm-hmm.
In the letter.
Did you see the letter?
Was that the letter?
I'm not sure if that's the official
okay,
letter,
no.
But definitely JCNP is having an event.
Right. So what I heard was that there will be a virtual event where Junkanoo groups, main groups, will select a smaller group
mm-hmm.
of, I think, 65, up to 65 people, maybe up to 100 people
yeah.
who will perform. That performance will be recorded
mm-hmm.
and that will be edited and included in a larger
A production.
Right. A collage,
mm-hmm.
a montage
mm-hmm.
of video performances
mm-hmm.
of Junkanoo throughout the country.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I thought people were practicing for.
Because, assume.
Yeah.
No one told us exactly what's happening. And that's another indictment.
See, because here's my greatest concern. How are you going to be having Junkanoo, my Junkanoo, our Junkanoo, in exclusive spaces that you know the people who enjoy Junkanoo the most, I'll say, but maybe not, are marginalized from?
Mm-hmm.
How are you going to let people have Junkanoo in hotel,
mm-hmm.
but not ensure, that's with capital letters, E-N-S-U-R-E, not the drink, ensure that community-level Junkanoo could take place.
Or encourage and support it.
Right. No, ensure it happen. You got a constituency office.
And it's because Junkanoo is mostly a spectator sport. They know that the majority of behemoths like to watch. So they're creating a platform where you can watch it.
Well, I'll take
not it. Not experience it. You can be on TV and you can watch all of it, what you're talking about on TV.
I can take it a step to the left. It's almost as if they don't want us to participate, right? That that particular activity, the parades, have been designed to a point where that person who used to be able to watch and move through the crowd, be
mm-hmm.
both spectator and participant,
yes.
can only be spectator.
Yes.
And if you are not accepted into a major group,
yes,
and you don't have the resources to register as a formal scrap group,
mm-hmm.
you may not be able to get on Bay Street.
No.
And then what has that become? But look here, Cecil, let me apologize to you and my calls. I got two calls on the line and a bunch of texts we got to go through. Callers, you got 30 seconds.
That's it.
I'm so sorry about that. Good morning. You're on the clock. You're not there? I am so sorry. Caller, you're on the clock.
Yes, how are you doing?
I am good, thank you. How are you doing?
Hi there, Ms. Green and Mr. Nuri, mm-hmm. Allen Johnson. I just want to respond to something you said about how you said somebody's daughter.
Uh-huh.
You know, oftentimes we try to designate whether or not you're a Bahamian because you're born in the Bahamas. I think what is important, though, is that, you know, you will always have people born in the Bahamas and you'll always have people born outside of the Bahamas who seek and through whatever process, naturalization or whatever. And so essentially what we simply have to designate is you are a Bahamian and the Bahamas is born in you as opposed to being born in the Bahamas.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, C. Allen. That is a wonderful, wonderful way to look about it, to think about it. The most important thing is that in this place, we are not demanding anybody small up themselves to make us feel more comfortable. How dare we ask
somebody to
invisibilize.
If you'd like to make a call, please hang up and try again. If you need help,
to invisibilize themselves so that we could feel more comfortable, especially when they're representing us on a global scale. We will love all of you, all of the parts of you, in the same way that you have taken all of yourself to represent us. And you deserve that. All of us deserve that. Anyway, I got to get to these texts very quickly. Text says, good morning, Miss Green. Help, help, help. We need the water tower fix. Can you help us push the envelope, please? Number one, historical structure, 216 feet above sea level, 260 stairs. Okay, I will get in contact with you, Texter. And yes, Chris Curry is the right man for the job. I mean, he's not a woman. That's the best he could do. But be glad for him anyway. Another text, Curry, he's the soil producing for good. Why, thank you. He's of the soil, I think you mean. Another text, hey Aaron, so let me get this straight. Y'all give a, okay. Hey Aaron, I don't mean to be offensive, but Miss O'Brien will never be a true Bahamian, and a lot of people feel this way.
Ooh.
Wow.
Ooh.
We're going to have to do a whole series of shows on what a true Bahamian means.
The truth is, they said such about Pinglin, too. He said he'll never be a true Bahamian. In fact, yeah. they questioned him inside the host assembly. They said such about Maynard also, the whole family. So, yeah, I guess it's a debate.
It is a debate, right? And I'm looking at today's Tribune in the business section, right? And there is this story about the appeal on the case with Ms. Pinder for ZNS, mm-hmm. former ZNS anchor. And there's some commentary in there by the judge. And the judge is remarking that the judiciary, the judges themselves, must act in a way that recognizes and respects the constitutional rights of those involved in these cases by ensuring that they deliver their rulings as quickly as possible, right? And for a second there, just for a second, while I was reading the whole article, nothing specific he said, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But just for a second, it made me feel like... I wasn't sure whose rights he was talking about. If he's mm-hmm. talking about the bank's rights
mm-hmm.
or if he was talking about the actual humans who live here, their rights. Because, I mean, is the bank a true Bahamian?
Mm-hmm.
The law seems to think they are.
Yeah.
You'd imagine.
But they're incorporated, so definitely have the rights of a citizen.
Right. You could imagine a corporation have more rights than people born here or not born here. I don't care.
Mm-hmm.
The corporation. Anyway, what an interesting perspective, right? Another text. Good show, Ms. Green and Mr. Newry. And I don't like waste words, but that text is very ignorant, not knowing Mr. Curry is not only a white or conky Joe top UB lecturer in Bahamian. He's a proven, proactive, very personable, and has defended blackness more than natural black people.
Look at that.
He is excellent. Thank you. That is the text. Thank you, Texter. We all received that word. Another text, Miss Green, awesome show always. Please tell Sparky take a breath, man. He take long when giving a point going all around the mulberry bush and talking so slow. We need him to respect your time and the time of the other callers and texters. And that's what it is, Sparky. Then don't take no offense, eh? Like I say, me and you, we can work on that other project together. All right. Hi, Aaron. Trust me. Please, whoever's calling, don't call. Hey, you know my PLP friends won't allow Bahamians to spin at the carnival when we can spin all day and night with our own number boys. Hi, Aaron. Trust me. CEA knows what he is talking about. This guy, he calls himself an amateur historian, but he definitely does know what he's talking about. Now, the text, great show as usual. Your guest did not mention the slave grounds of Elizabeth Avenue because I work for a boss who has worked me to death. And when it comes to my vacation, I have to put in a labor dispute for 3 weeks vacation pay. Why, thank you there. I really appreciate that joke. I love it. I love it. And there's one more text here that I have to read. The text says, Aaron, your suggestion that race and ancestry are separate and apart is like your thoughts that sex and gender are separate and apart. They are one and the same. Boy, listen, that was so interesting a text. We don't have time to talk about it, though. The song we're closing out the show with today, listen. My producer, that's that song I found you? The last one. This is a video that was recorded by Chris Seymour. I think he's a student at University in Oklahoma. These are a group of Bahamian students playing Junkanoo in Oklahoma. It's called Keep Junkanoo Alive. It's So I wanted to play y'all a gift, something special that I think the majority of us have never heard before. Mr. Nuri, thank you for joining me on this Culture Friday.
It's a pleasure.
This is a wonderful conversation. I hope the audience enjoyed it. I hope it was the gift worth giving. A shout out to Arnold Rapp Wilson. I come in to look for you. Your name was mentioned on the show. I'm all out of time. Thank you, producer. It's been great. You're on the clock with Aaron Green, but stay tuned because Levon Miller and Unleash is up next. Hope you all have as exciting a weekend as I am having right now. Good day, Bahamas.